We shift focus from the upper-level divergence down to the low-level convergence. During the initial stage of the first surface-based cell of the day, there may be weak radial convergence features within the lowest 2 kilometers of the ground as air flows in to feed the updraft. Maximum radial velocities are very small for these first non-severe cells of the day. But as cool pools develop, new surface-based updrafts receive much stronger initial baroclinic forcing along their edges, leading to a stronger initial kick to an updraft. Now, colliding cold pools or cold pool interactions with other boundaries can generate vertical velocities exceeding 25 knots within a few kilometers above the ground. That's enough vertical velocity to generate graupel and split electric charge if temperatures were cold enough, as you can see in this example here from Mahoney in 1988 of a colliding updraft.